Save the Children's Christmas Jumper Day is back on Thursday the 12th of December and you need to be part of it. It really couldn't be easier. Sign up, get your jumper out and donate to create lasting change for children. On Thursday the 12th of December, make the world better with your Christmas sweater. Sign up now at christmasjumperday.org.
Get up to 500 free spins on Starburst at maxmillions.com. New players only. £10 minimum deposit. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org. Play responsibly.
This Christmas at Tesco, get a 180-gram bag of Doritos, now just £1.65, down from £2.50 with your Tesco club card. Helping feed your Christmas spirit. Tesco. Every little helps. Majority of larger stores, ends 3rd of December, club card or app required.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Owners of pharmacies in England, Wales and Northern Ireland have voted in favour of collective action for the first time, which would see fewer open in the evenings and at weekends from January. Those balloted, so they've been left with no option. Some could also stop providing emergency contraception and anti-smoking services. Nick Kaye is the chair of the National Pharmacy Association.
7 pharmacies a week are closing, and in the last decade we've had a 40% reduction in funding. That, coupled with things like the budget and the NI contribution and minimum wage, people would understand that actually community pharmacies are really at a precipice.
Ministers insist they're committed to community healthcare. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, says public sector pensions will be brought together in a so-called mega fund in what she says is the biggest reform of the sector in decades. She says it will allow for greater investments, including in energy and infrastructure projects in England and Wales. She says that similar projects have been successful in countries like Canada and Australia. A public meeting's being held in Londonderry tonight to discuss and gather ideas on how to make the city safer. It follows a recent spate of sexually motivated attacks on women. Police patrols have already been up. We've been asking women what they'd like to see.
I have no clue what they could do to make it safer. I'm glad I'm not bringing up children in this day and age.
Educating your sons and to be a bit more respectful towards girls, as even older women as well.
I'm all for more police presence and all that sort of stuff.
The Premier League referee at the centre of a scandal over footage appearing to show him making derogatory comments about Liverpool is facing a second investigation. A newspaper's released a video allegedly showing David Coote taking drugs, which was apparently filmed during the Euros. The King's spending his birthday opening 2 food hubs today. His Majesty is turning 76. And the British Museum will receive the highest value gift in UK museum history as it acquires £1 billion worth of Chinese ceramics. Almost 2,000 pieces will be donated, some of which are 700 years old. Cloud will linger in the northwest of England, but brighter elsewhere with sunny spells. Milder today too, highs of 14 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Knowe
on Magic Classical.
Good morning. A quotation for the day. India's Jawaharlal Nehru, born this day in 1889. Life is like a game of cards. The hand you are dealt is determinism. The way you play it is free will.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Oh, Polonaise. They're not bolognese, you've got food on the brain. The Polonaise from Eugene Onegin by Tchaikovsky with the orchestra of the Bolshoi Theatre, Moscow, doing the honours. 8 minutes past seven, morning. Welcome to Magic Classical Breakfast for this Thursday, the 14th of November. Charles with you, live and direct from Magic Classical East Midlands, where it's currently... Oh, actually it's gone very cloudy. Very cloudy grey start, but I think some frost visible on some windscreens as I look around the street scene. So it's cold. However, my porridge was hot. The coffee is still hot. The welcome is warm. Enough already. We'll have our usual questions of the day as we get as far as half seven and half eight. Screen time coming after nine this morning. And perusing the other day the list of nominations for the Grammy Awards, which will be dished out in their latest form in February, I come across this. This is from American Fiction, music by Laura Cartman. This is My Pathology. Cartman's music for American Fiction. As I say, that's got a Grammy nomination, and in its category for soundtrack for visual media, there's also Challengers, Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, and three revisits or sequels or whatever. I've got the Colour Purple remake with Chris Bowers doing the music, Hans Zimmer with the music for Dune Part 2, and the revisit to Shogun, which has been recommended to us. We haven't caught up with it yet. It's on the list, but apparently very good. Anyway, we'll see. That's the Grammys come next February. Back in the here and now, quick look at the papers this morning. In the Times, a growing backlash from business over the budget. Leaders warn the Chancellor that job losses and higher prices in the shops are inevitable. Also on the front page, council tax bills across England to rise by an inflation-busting 5% from April. The Mail on that one says council tax bills will jump by an average of £110 next year, with councils allowed to hike bills by up to 5% to help meet rising costs. The Mail's Scottish edition reports accusations of a two-job gravy train, as it emerges that a third of the SNP's Westminster MPs are now contemplating second jobs at Holyrood. Also in Scotland, worrying classical music news this morning in the Scotsman, Nicola Benedetti revealing big cuts to the Edinburgh Festival programme next year because of uncertainties over funding. In The Guardian, a report finds Israel is pursuing the deliberate and massive forced displacement of Palestinian civilians in Gaza. The group Human Rights Watch says the policy amounts to crimes against humanity. The Express leads with the father of 10-year-old Sarah Sharif, telling the Old Bailey that the little girl died because of him. Irfan Sharif denies murder. In The Telegraph, Essex police accused of an appalling attack on free speech after they launched an investigation into a social media posting made last year by the writer Alison Pearson. The Mirror reports on what it calls the Wild West of cosmetic surgery in Britain. Staff at beauty clinics are, it seems, carrying out potentially deadly procedures after just hours of training. In The Eye, the official leading the government plan to deliver 1.5 million new homes says the target will be missed. Realistically, it's an approach that will require two parliamentary terms, he says. The Sun has allegations of drug-taking by a Premier League football referee. And the most widely used picture story today, President Biden shaking hands with President-elect Donald Trump as he welcomed him back to the White House. Those stories and others waiting for us in the papers today. And now some Vivaldi, the fourth movement of his Concerto Grosso in D minor. Daniel Hope, violin with the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. Morning far-flung Graham of the Tropics, reporting from Harare, Zimbabwe. Been quiet lately, but still here, loving the music as usual. Excellent. As I type this, I hear the claps of thunder and watch the flashes of lightning of a beautiful storm, announcing the welcome arrival of the much-needed rains to cool things down and make the air clear. Finding mince pies in the shops and hearing dreadful muzak in the supermarket tells me the dreaded Christmas season is coming upon us at that seemingly yearly accelerated rate. Yes, there's a lot of it about. We used to be able to get mince pies throughout the year, he says, but some killjoy seems to have told our bakers they're a seasonal confection, and they've only now made their appearance. But at least it makes the wait more worthwhile. I can't remember what your opinion is regarding the aforementioned mince pies. Could it be that it is again where our views diverge? Along with my footwear of choice, the sandal. Oh, sandals, can't stand sandals. Love mince pies, though. A friend of ours came round with some homemade mince pies just a few days ago, and she said, the pastry's turned out a bit crumbly. See what you think. Well, obviously, I had to make extensive tests of the product. It was a bit crumbly. It's very nice, though, especially about the sort of fourth or fifth one. Just checking. Anyway, glad things are going well for you, Graham of the Tropics, and mince pies. Well, they'll be gone, and Easter eggs will be along before you know it.
This is Magic Classical with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband, totally free, from the provider awarded best broadband experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. Four price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
There are so many things to look forward to this winter. Tucking up under your coziest blanket. Starting every conversation with, I can't believe how dark it is. Convincing the kids they do need a coat. And the Skoda Winter Sale. £750 towards your finance deposit on Solutions PCP at 6.9% APR representative on top of existing offers. Jump in at skoda.co.uk or your local retailer before the 18th of November. T's and C's apply. Excludes ENIACs and LROC. Indemnities may be required. Skoda Finance.
Here's your VIP invite to the UK's most spectacular Christmas party. Save the Children's Christmas Jumper Day is back on Thursday the 12th of December, and you need to be part of it. It really couldn't be easier. Sign up, get your jumper out, and donate to create lasting change for children. On Thursday the 12th of December, make the world better with your Christmas sweater. Sign up now at christmasjumperday.org.
Seconds. That's the difference between life and death. I've seen it firsthand in Gaza, in Syria, in Sudan. I'm Javed Abdelmonem, a doctor with Médecins Sans Frontières. As conflicts continue to spread across the world, it's crucial we can act fast. As an MSF doctor, I may need to stop life-threatening bleeding, treat gunshot wounds, or care for blast victims, all in a matter of seconds. That's why at Médecins Sans Frontières, we don't waste any time. We're working in more conflict zones than you may be aware of, giving everything to give people a chance. Just £30 will keep our life-saving work going. Please help us save more lives. Because with trauma care, every second counts. You can buy us vital time. Please give just £30. Search MSF Doctor or call 0800 055 7979. That's 0800 055 7979. Thank you.
Live shows, playlists, and more from Magic Classical. Say hello to Rayo.
This Christmas at Tesco, get a 550-gram box of Victoria biscuits, now £3, down from £5 with your Tesco Club card. Helping feed your Christmas spirit. Tesco, every little helps. Majority of larger stores ends 19th of November. Club card or app required.
Yeah. M66 southbound, partially blocked by an accident after Junction 1 at Ramsbottom. That's on the side towards Bury. The M62 to Leeds, there's been an accident before 27 at Gildersham. Getting past, just one lane is shut. M6, three lanes closed. North, just after Spaghetti Junction. Junction 6, slower north of Birmingham towards Wolverhampton. Lorries involved in this accident. And two lanes shut on the M1 through Northamptonshire, going south at Rugby. There's more on our website.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Kleine Nacht Musik. Thank you, Mozart. First movement of the Allegro with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra conducted by Bobby McFerrin. On Magic Classical, just nudging up to 7:30. So time for question of the day, Mark 1. Let's just check on the headlines this morning, first of all. Pension mega funds are to be created under government plans to increase infrastructure investment. Almost 90 local authority pension pots will be grouped together with schemes merged and assets pooled. There could be fewer pharmacies open at evenings and weekends from January after owners voted in favour of collective action. The National Pharmacy Association says underfunding has left them in an untenable position. Some say they could also withdraw from providing emergency contraception, stop smoking services, and even home deliveries. And it's the King's birthday today. Happy birthday, Your Majesty. He's spending his time opening two food hubs today. As he turns 76, gun salutes will be fired across London and around the country to mark the occasion. Weather, cloudy start, but mostly dry today, with some sunny spells coming into the mix later on. Now then, question of the day, Mark 1. This is a peculiar little number today. It has my brow furrowed already. See what you think of it. The Magic Town Trucking Company, total fleet, one truck, has been employed to take 3,000 model elves on a 1,000-mile journey to Gnome World. The wagon can carry 1,000 models at a time, but for every mile travelled towards the destination, a tax of one elf is imposed. But the return journey's tax-free. What is the highest number of model elves they can manage to deliver? Give you the details again. The Magic Town Trucking Company, with its one truck, has been employed to take 3,000 model elves on a 1,000-mile journey to Gnome World. The wagon can carry 1,000 models at a time. For every mile travelled towards the destination, a tax of one elf is imposed, but the return journey is tax-free. What is the highest number of model elves they can manage to deliver? As ever, all suggestions welcome. No answer too daft. No such thing as wrong here, just the variable shades of right. By text 61054, starting your message with the word classical. By email, it's charles@magic.co.uk. While we ponder, Finella Humphreys is going to play her violin with some Sibelius. Rondino, one of five pieces for violin and piano, written by Jean Sibelius in the early part of the 20th century. Finella Humphreys, violin, Joseph Tong, piano. Question of the day, Mark 1 today. The Magic Town Trucking Company, with its one truck with wonky wheels, has been employed to take 3,000 model elves on a 1,000-mile journey to Gnome World. The wagon can carry 1,000 models at a time. For every mile travelled towards the destination, a tax of one elf is imposed, but the return journey is tax-free. What is the highest number of model elves they can deliver? Over to you. What's that? You've got spare model elves. No, don't send them to me, for goodness sake. 61054, the text number to start your message with the word classical. By email is charles@magic.co.uk. And if you can make any sense of this one before 8 o'clock, you're a very wise person indeed. Go on, prove the theory. This is music from Civilization 6, Civ 6 to those in the know, apparently. And this is by Christopher Tin. Sogni di volare, the dream of flight. The Stay-at-Home Choir from COVID days, of course, and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, Sogno di Volare, The Dream of Flight, music by Christopher Tin, for Civilization 6. On the matter of mince pies, Leslie in a wet Whitstable reports, I bought my first box this week and intend to stockpile until they go off the market. They're the only Christmas-related product or activity I will allow before December, and the tree still doesn't go up until the week before the big day. I'm rather with you on that, Leslie. Ours goes up a little bit earlier than that, but certainly not until December, and reasonably well into December. Other traditions around our way, of course, include George Clooney Cat taking up residence under the Christmas tree within about 5 minutes of it going up. He's quite rigorous about that. On the way very soon, our wanderings into Thursday continue with the mighty Montserrat Caballé to sing.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ruth, mum to Naomi, who survived a stroke at just 8.
It was Naomi who suffered, or as we're learning to say, she's a survivor of this stroke. But it impacted our whole family. It impacted us as parents, her grandparents, her aunts, her uncles, her cousins, her brothers, the whole community. We were all impacted. So to have the strength and that support of the Stroke Association was just invaluable.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association. Here at Magic, we're already getting the sparkle and glitter ready. And this year, Morrisons are celebrating all you amazing Christmas hosts. Here's Emma B.
Christmas is most definitely my favourite time of year. The eldest comes home from uni. We all sit around eating loads of cheese and watching great movies. It's what Christmas is all about.
Head to Morrisons to find premium, fresh British meat and produce. Everything you need to host. And over at magic.co.uk, you can win a £200 Morrisons e-gift card and food hamper to help you host the best Christmas yet. There's more reasons to shop at Morrisons.
Is very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink, and sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax airline award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
Did someone say up to 75% less than the RRP? This month at TK Maxx, we're taking your favourite TK savings to the max, with even more deals. Maximum savings, maximum brands and maximum style. Everybody knows we bring the best deals all year. And now we're taking things up a notch. Head to your nearest TK Maxx or shop online now.
There are so many things to look forward to this winter. Tucking up under your cosiest blanket. Starting every conversation with, I can't believe how dark it is. Convincing the kids they do need a coat. And the Skoda Winter Sale. £750 towards your finance deposit on Solutions PCP at 6.9% APR representative on top of existing offers. Jump in at skoda.co.uk or your local retailer before the 18th of November. T's and C's apply. Excludes ENIACs and LROC. Indemnities may be required. Skoda Finance.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband. Totally free. From the provider awarded best broadband experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers, Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month, four price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers' average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
bellezza infiora, e oh, fuggevo allora, sì, me pria voluta, li bionde dolci fremiti che suscita l'amore, poiché quell'occhio il cuore onnipotente va.
Yolanda Brown here, interrupting the lovely music to tell you all about my show this Sunday on Magic Classical. My mini classic is a gorgeous piece by the first American woman to write a symphony. And of course, I'll be spinning some classical favourites and surprising gems as well. So come and join me for all that and more right here on Sunday at 12 or anytime, anywhere on the Rayo app.
Thank you.
Roger Herbert's March of the Toys, played by the Ian Sutherland Concert Orchestra. Let's just resolve question of the day, Mark 1. A tricky little number today. Tricky? Cool. In fact, it's quite a delicate business, the balancing act of the difficulty level faced by the questions of the day department, and a number of comments across the last week or two that they might have been too easy. On the other hand, today, a number of comments to the effect of, what? Right, here's how it went. The Magic Town Trucking Company has been employed to take 3,000 model elves on a 1,000-mile journey to Gnome World using its one and only truck. The wagon can carry 1,000 models at a time. For every mile travelled towards the destination, a tax of one elf is imposed, but the return journey is tax-free. So on that basis, what's the highest number of model elves they can deliver? What do you have to say on this, apart from, you what? You're joking, and so on. Let's have a look. I need to lie down, says Nick in London. If the truck has to travel all the way to Gnome World each time, I think the answer's zero. It can only carry enough elves to cover the tax for the entire distance, so by the time it's arrived, it's out of elf. But what if it stops halfway and drops off the remaining untaxed 500 elves it's carrying at that point, goes back for another 1,000, picks up the dropped 500 at the halfway point and completes the journey? That would leave it with 500 tax-free elves for Gnome World at a cost of a mere 2,000 elves. Repeat six times, the truck has delivered 3,000 at a cost of 12,000. This assumes tax is paid by defenestrating an elf every mile travelled to make room for the new ones. But it might just work. You do need to lie down, but I don't think you're far adrift, actually. This answer, says David, in a grey and damp Harborough Magna, depends on where and when the elf tax is paid. If it's paid at the dispatch point, assuming it's paid on the first trip when 1,000 elves are delivered, then there are only 1,000 elves left, so this is only the amount needed for the second trip tax. So making a second trip would mean there are no elves left to transport, so the maximum number that can be delivered is 1,000. If tax is paid at the receiving end, then three trips can be made and 3,000 can be transported, but then they all end up being paid as tax. Who says budgets can't be worse? Good point, though. But splitting the journey seems to be the key to success in this. I can safely say that nobody has actually come up with an answer that agrees with what's on the sheet of power. But then we don't do wrong here. Just the variable shades of right. The sheet of power says 833. I know. Don't blame me. I'll have to go and look up how these workings worked, but 833, the official answer. Something different involving no elves or gnomes or trucks will be along as we get closer to 8:30. Now, this is music by Justus Rumenap, and it is called A Place Like Home. Thank you. played by Justus Rumenap. A Place Like Home. News update for 8 o'clock on the way. And then our journey into Thursday continues with the fine trumpeting of Wynton Marsalis after the news.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ruth, mum to Naomi, who survived a stroke at just 8.
Hospital life was very busy, and in a way, that kept us going. But we didn't have time to think about things. She had to be at physiotherapy, she had speech therapy, she had occupational therapy, and it just was a very busy place. And you're trying to just juggle and balance everything and support everyone else when you feel like you're just hanging together yourself.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband, totally free, from the provider awarded best broadband experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. For price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers' average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Cathay Pacific has been crowned the world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax airline award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
You all right, guys?
I need
the kitchen.
The office.
The lounge.
The living room for a meeting.
For my spin class.
For my live stream.
For my game.
I need it to watch the footy.
When everyone's caning the broadband, EE's new Wi-Fi 7 router makes every device work better, even yours.
Hello, guys.
And knead the dough like this.
Turn it up. Let's go, team.
New Smart Wi-Fi Pro, exclusively from EE.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fibre plans. Terms apply.
Love my Toyota Corolla. I do. Love it.
The Corolla's nice and comfy. My kids love it.
It's low maintenance. Looks great. Worth every penny.
My Corolla is great, yeah. Plenty of room for my kit. Toyota Corolla me nu bought for Sunday. Ehi meri pehli car si, ehi me horn chalondiya.
For 50 million drivers everywhere, there's one clear choice. Search Toyota Corolla to see why it's the world's favourite car. To verify, visit toyota.co.uk/Corolla data.
Play the online casino with winnings out of this world at maxmillions.com. 18 plus, begambleaware.org. Please play responsibly.
This Christmas at Tesco, get 25% off all F&F clothing with your Tesco Club card. Helping feed your Christmas spirit. Tesco, every little helps. Majority of larger stores, ends 18th of November. Club card or app required.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this morning. Fewer pharmacies could open at evenings and weekends from January after owners voted in favour of collective action. The National Pharmacy Association says underfunding has left them in an untenable position. Some could also withdraw from providing emergency contraception, stop smoking services and even home deliveries. Doran Gurrant is a community pharmacist in Manchester. She feels undervalued.
Pharmacies are really important at tackling health inequalities, and I think the government needs to realise the wealth of information and support that local community pharmacies provide in actually helping with the rest of the healthcare system.
Ministers insist they're committed to community healthcare. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, says public sector pensions will be brought together in a so-called mega fund in what she says is the biggest reform of the sector in decades. She says it will allow for greater investments, including in energy and infrastructure projects in England and Wales. Business and economics correspondent Gurpreet Narwan explains what it means.
Britain's pension industry is one of the largest in the world, but it's really fragmented. There are loads of relatively small pots, and that adds all these layers of costs for lawyers, for fund managers, and for advisors. And the Chancellor wants to make that whole system more efficient.
A public meeting's being held in Londonderry tonight to discuss and gather ideas on how to make the city safer. It follows a recent spate of sexually motivated attacks on women. Police patrols have already been stepped up. Vets at Edinburgh Zoo believe that the death of a baby red panda on bonfire night was linked to fireworks. The Royal Zoological Society of Scotland now calling on Scottish and UK governments to tighten regulations on fireworks, including a ban on the